On this solemnity of All Saints, we look up to all the saints in heaven who have preceded us, who have made it to heaven. They've passed through this life, this pilgrimage, this valley of tears, this place of sorrows and crosses, and they have been victorious. They've passed that finish line. They have ran that race, and they've gone before us, and they've succeeded. And they persevered, and they were faithful to God until the end. They passed through all these obstacles, this obstacle course of this life, and they've won. They passed that finish line, and they've set the example for us. And they're rooting us on, and we're cheering them too, and thanking God for their lives and their example to us. And so we cheer them, and now they are up there cheering us on too, and they're in our midst too. They're in our midst to help us and strengthen us by their prayers. And of course, we have the Queen of Saints, the Saint of all Saints, Our Lady, there encouraging us and rooting us on too. But much, much more than that, She's actually in the fight with us. She's operating in our souls. She's consoling us and encouraging us and urging us on. And she's being that true mother on our path to holiness. And she's really essential to our own personal holiness, which we are celebrating today too. We're celebrating our own vocation to holiness and virtue and sanctity. We are all called and required to be saints, and this is our vocation, our requirement, our purpose in life is to become saints. So we're celebrating that today, and that's why it's such an important day, as a day of our holy day of obligation, because we are focusing on our goal in life, our purpose in life. Our very purpose in life is to become saints, to serve God with all our heart, soul, all our strength, all our life, to serve God and to live in purity, to live free from sin, to root sin out, to keep it out, to keep it far away from us, and to have virtue front and center in our life and before our eyes. In our own life, and we hope to see virtue in the lives of our brothers and sisters, so that we have virtue and holiness and purity everywhere around us. In fact, if we look, not too difficult to see all the evil around us and all the bad example, all the things that keep us from God and are obstacles to our sanctity and holiness. And we need to turn it all around. We need to change it. We need to bring the city of God. We need to bring heaven here on earth, and we all need to act here on earth as they do in heaven. And that's what we pray in the Our Father, that God's kingdom will come here on earth as it is in heaven. We should have the kingdom of God here on earth. We should be living these beatitudes of poverty and meekness and hungering and thirsting for holiness and showing mercy to our neighbor, being pure of heart and being peacemakers, spreading the fragrance of God's holiness everywhere we go, in our midst, in our families, in our workplaces, in our friaries, in our convents. And this is our vocation. Our vocation is to spread the fragrance of Christ and of Our Lady in our midst, in our communities, in the world. And so we're celebrating that, and we're striving to establish the kingdom of God here on earth. And the only way to do that is to first do it in ourselves. If we look at all the misery, all the godlessness in the world, and we can get depressed and sad and feel miserable and get negative and all this, and many people have had that spirit of hopelessness and And see all the misery in this world, and they've asked the saints, St. Peter of Alcantara, I can remember, someone asked, telling him all the terrible things that are happening in the world, and what should we do? And he said, well, you can make a start by changing yourself. Let us make a start by changing ourselves. We need to make saints out of ourselves, and no matter if everyone else is going to hell in a basket, what's the expression? Going to hell in a handbasket. I don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. We can become the only saints in this world, and that is what we should do and we must do. This is our vocation. This is our purpose in life. So let us, as St. John of the Cross says, where there is no love, put love, and there will be love. Where there is no sanctity, put sanctity, and there will be. Set that example, set that fire on earth as St. Francis did when the hearts of men had grown cold in the love of God in his day. We too can enkindle that holiness in the world today just by you, just by me. And we can do that today. And so let us do that, and let us turn to Our Lady and realize the essential role that Our Lady has in our own sanctification, our own personal sanctification, but also in reforming the world. As Our Lady said at Fatima, God wants to save the world, bring peace to the world, save souls from hell by establishing in the world devotion to her Immaculate Heart. This is essential, that we consecrate ourselves to Our Lady, that we live for her, and we realize that if we don't turn to Our Lady, we won't have the grace to live a holy life. We have to have Our Lady front and center in our lives, and in our heart, and in our continual prayers, and the model that she is, the perfect model, and to turn to her for consolation and the strength, and to renew ourselves, to find the mercy of God, to find everything we need to accomplish our purpose in life through Our Lady. She will obtain it for us. She has all the treasures of God in her fingertips to give to us. We need to go to her and to trust in her and depend on her and find in her all that we need to serve God in a life of holiness here. So let us turn to her and be faithful to our consecration to Our Lady, our total consecration to her.